Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Brent Rooker leads off the top of the ninth inning. It's a 14-1 Brewers lead. Tyler Alexander back out there on the mound for his third inning of work. As Alexander brings home the first pitch to Rooker, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. This would be a save opportunity for Alexander, working nine outs potentially. Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club saves opportunity. Save up to 55% on dental care from a network of trusted WDA dentists. 0-1 is a fly ball to right, and right in the tracks of Churio. He takes maybe two steps back, squares up, and makes the catch. And there's one away here in the A's ninth. Tyler Soderstrom now comes to the plate. Brewers also with some changes defensively. Capra stays in the game. He's at third. And Durbin flips over to second base. Soderstrom 0 for 2 with a walk today. Alexander brings home the pitch, and it's chopped foul at the plate. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Alexander looks in, and the 0-1 pitch. Soderstrom, a swing and a miss, pulled off a breaking ball down and away, and it's 0-2. With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here. This afternoon, Brewers with a 14-1 lead, putting the finishing touches on a series victory. 0-2 pitch. Got him looking. Two-seam fastball nailed the outside corner. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Tyler Alexander. That is his fourth in relief. And now down to the last chance for the A's, and that is Shea Langeliers. No, excuse me, that's Max Muncy. Langeliers out of the game. Max Muncy entered defensively last half inning. And the pitch. He's in there with a strike. And it's 0-1. Hit attack here today for the crew. They've limited the A's to just four. Swing and a miss and a great changeup off the plate. And it's 0-2, and the A's down to their last strike. Everybody that's left here of the 21-5-12 on their feet in approval of this effort this afternoon. Alexander brings home the 0-2 pitch, and he missed a little bit high to Muncy. It's 1-2. Pretty good pitch on 0-2 from Alexander. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tyler Alexander with five strikeouts in relief. And on a day when Logan Henderson made a spectacular debut, the Brewers give him run support and then some. And they win it 14-1 over the A's. And they win this series 2-1. The Brewers have won all four home series so far in 2025. 14-1 the final. Brewers over the A's here on Easter Sunday. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Palms Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh, the tone was set early, and the runs were scored often this afternoon for the crew.
Very good way to put it, Lane. 14-1. The Brewers win this rubber match against the Athletics. 14 runs, 16 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, the A's with just one run on four hits, and they committed four errors. That tone was set early with a record-breaking bottom of the first inning. Four runs and a MLB post-expansion era record, six steals in the very first inning alone. And that backed Logan Henderson to a big lead, and he pitched fantastic in his MLB debut. Henderson gets the win. He's 1-0. Jeffrey Springs took the loss, falls to 3-2, left with a hamstring injury. And you hope that that's nothing serious to prevent him from pitching in his next turn. Tyler Alexander, even in a 13-run win, gets that three-inning effective save, his first as a Brewer. Took us 2 hours and 51 minutes to play today's game in front of 21,512 on Easter Sunday at American Family Field. This will be the final home game until the Cubs come at the beginning of May. And the Brewers begin a 10-game season-long road trip in San Francisco tomorrow night. Lane will have the details when we come back. Again, your final 14-1. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
It's party time at Cousin Subs for a limited time only. Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Well, a fun Easter Sunday here today at American Family Field. The Brewers with a dominating victory over the Athletics, 14-1, and it makes it a 4-2 homestand for the Crew. They have won all four home series so far in 2025, and they go back on the road now to San Francisco. That's when we'll be back with you tomorrow night. On Deck Show, Built by Menards gets underway at 8:10, followed by the game at 8:45. Take a nap tomorrow if you can. You might have to work. Don't tell your boss this. Take a nap at work. As long as he doesn't find out, he or she doesn't find out. Brewers taking on the Giants for game one of the four-game series. Quinn Priester gets the ball for the third time for the Crew. It'll be lefty Robbie Ray for San Francisco. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lynn Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show coming up next. Again, the final score here today. Brewers win the series over the A's 14-1. The score here today in Game 3. Have a great rest of your Easter, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret? Hold on, folks, let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The base running explosion and a debut to remember from Logan Henderson lead to an emphatic Easter Sunday win and a winning homestand for the Brewers. 14-1 over the A's here this afternoon. Milwaukee wins 2 of 3 in the series, 4 of 6 in the homestand. Welcome into our Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Josh Maurer with you. Lots of fun highlights to play coming up later on. And we'll hear from manager Pat Murphy in just a few moments as he addresses the media. You can go to Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay next week from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. The Brewers have now, as Lane told you, won each and every one of their home series this year, 4 straight. And if you look at it overall, since being swept at the Yankees to begin the season, Milwaukee has won 5 out of its 6 series. They now stand at 12-10 as they go on the road for the next 10 games. Long road trip is coming up. Pat Murphy is now meeting with the media. Let's listen in.
Yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never
have watched the success he's had. So it's great to see. You know, credit to the organization again for what number starter is this for us this year? Nine?
Nine
in April. You know, it's cool. Really cool. And I think that it kind of, they rub off on each other. You know, they see each other getting a chance in the big leagues. And, you know, it's kind of cool that did it. Alexander, too, giving us those three, his first career save. And, yeah, a whole bunch of good offensive things and defensive things. So it's a good complete win.
Superb. What did you think about his plays out there today?
Just
looked like settled in from the start and in control and just rolled.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell he was jittery early. You could tell on the bench and between pitches he'd walk halfway to the mound like he was in Little League and then come all the way back and didn't get set on the mound until like 7. So God forbid if he had to shake a pitch. But I think Haas did a great job with him. And he kind of settled down after that a little bit and didn't do that walking, but I bet he walked 4 miles on the mound today. But the kid just executed pitches. He executed pitches. He was great. You know. And Haas, like I said, Haas did a great job. Haas caught him last year in AAA and a little continuity there. And yeah, it was a good thing.
In the first inning, nine in the first four, was there something before the game y'all saw that you might be able to exploit or just work out that way?
No, I mean, we put the ball in play. We took our walks when we had to. We only had one extra base hit until Hoskins went deep. But, you know, the first two innings, we just put the ball in play and stole bases and did the things we had to do that you can take advantage of when you're out there. So credit to the guys for staying relentless, putting themselves in scoring position. And then of course, that's when it happens. Then there's a homer and, you know, things like that. But we didn't really didn't drive the ball that much. We just won by collecting bases. I think we had, Churio had a nice double. Hoskins hit a homer. Yelich's double was down the line, down the left field line. Wasn't really driven. Nobody else, I don't think, had an extra base hit that was driven in the gap or anything.
All the numbers were a bit extreme, but at the same time, is that just textbook how your team is going to win games?
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And yeah, you know.
There you have it. There's Pat Murphy recapping a record-breaking stolen base performance. Brewers, 6 stolen bases in the first inning. That set a post-expansion era Major League record for steals in an inning. Then they set an all-time Milwaukee club record with 9 steals in the game. Those all came in the first 4 innings today. Brewers beat the A's 14-1. Told you on the road for the next 10 games. The next Brewers homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. It begins Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Coming up next, we go into the scoreboard. The Cubs are in action as we speak after a couple of rain delays against the Diamondbacks. Final here, 14-1, the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers, Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
14-1 Milwaukee over the A's. Just a fun series here. Milwaukee wins 2 of 3, and we're on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this year, the Brewers have now hit 22, and OAW has donated $2,200 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Dive into the Central Division scores today. The Cubs and Diamondbacks, they had a couple of rain delays on the north side of Chicago. So that game, which started at, or was supposed to start anyway, at the same time we did here, that's only now in the sixth inning, tied at one. Merrill Kelly and Jameson Taillon, the starting pitchers, locked up in a good one. Cubs trying for the sweep to stay two games clear of the Brewers in the division. St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Mets trying for a four-game sweep, and they get it. 7-4 the final score. The Mets ended up pulling away with 1 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th. So 4 in a row there for the Metropolitans over the Cardinals, who are now just 1-9 in road games this season. Interesting, because they're 8-4 at home. The Brewers go to Busch Stadium next weekend. The Brewers won by 13, but that wasn't nearly the largest margin of victory for one of the Central Division teams today. How about the Reds winning a rubber match against the Orioles 24-2 at Camden Yards? Yep, 24-2 with 25 hits. It was a bullpen game. Brent Suter, our old friend, made the start with Nick Lodolo on the paternity list. And so it didn't matter who was going to be pitching today for Terry Francona when they scored 24 runs. The Pirates had a rough weekend end against the Cleveland Guardians with an extra inning loss. 5-4-10. Cleveland gets the three-game sweep. And the Pittsburgh Pirates go 3-4 in a week-long homestand. They fall to 8-15 overall this season. It'll be the Giants and the Angels. That game is now in the fifth inning. We told you that the Giants are the next opponent for the Brewers. San Francisco coming into the day with the third-best record, tied for in all of Major League Baseball at 14-7. That's a rubber match, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead in the fifth behind Justin Verlander. We'll be there starting tomorrow night at Oracle Park. It's time for the home run distance recap. The Brewers' home run today off the bat of Rhys Hoskins traveled an estimated 366 feet. Brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. 14-1, the crew over the A's. How did they do it? How did they pour it on? We'll get you some highlights coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win, as all landowners receive green for their logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. for the very best GM certified service. Make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
...14-1 Milwaukee after the Brewers were held to just one run and three hits in yesterday's loss. Boy, did that turn around here on Easter Sunday at American Family Field. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi this coming week to watch every pick happening in Green Bay. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Now, the Brewers, this is their first home series win against the A's franchise in 9 years. Now, it's only the second time they've been here since. Last home series win against the A's, June of 2016. Remember, the Brewers lost a series. They got swept here a couple of years ago in June, but now they have beaten the A's in a series 2 out of 3 back-to-back seasons. Time to get you the highlight recap brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Logan Henderson, who had not pitched in 11 days on 10 full days of rest. He was amped up to make his major league debut going against the veteran lefty Jeffrey Springs. You could tell Henderson had some good stuff going immediately when he struck out Brent Rooker and Tyler Soderstrom to cap off a 1-2-3 first inning in his first major league start. Then the bottom of the first would be record-breaking for the Brewers on the base paths. Against Springs, it started with a Bryce Durang single, and then with one out, Christian Yelich worked a walk. Turang had already stolen second base, by the way. So you had runners on at first and second with William Contreras batting, and here's where the merry-go-round started on the base paths.
There they go. Pitch is a strike. Throw goes into left field. Turang is up, scrambling home. He's going to score, and Yelich into third. Oh, the Brewers with the double steal. And the throw to third got away and ended up in left field. And the Brewers have stolen a run here in the first inning. It was not a good throw from Langeliers.
No, it wasn't. More on him in just a moment. So the Brewers led 1-0. Then William Contreras walked, put runners on the corners. And Rhys Hoskins, an RBI single. That made the score 2-0. And Sal Frelick was then coming up. There were some more steals that would come. Hoskins would later steal second base. So you had runners on at second and third as Frelick was batting, and the pitcher Springs was called for a balk that made it 3-0. That played it a run. And then Sal Frelick worked a walk. So you had two men on base, and Frelick stole. So then it was second and third. Or this is the one that Frelick stole on. I'll pick it up right here. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's listen in.
A one, there goes Frelick. Pitch is up and in. Throw's going to go through to second base. It goes all the way into center field. Hoskins will come home. Frelick on his way to third. The throw to third is in time to get Frelick, but the Brewers played another run, and it's 4-0 Crew.
That steal by Frelick, and then Hoskins scores on the second E2 of the inning against the catcher, Shea Langeliers. That was the sixth stolen base of the first inning alone. That's a post-expansion Major League record post-1961, since they track such stats, most stolen bases a team has ever had in one inning, and it was 4-0 Brewers. Jackson Churio hit an RBI double against Springs in the second to make it 5-0, and Logan Henderson was cruising along. Then Rhys Hoskins batted against Springs in the third. 1-0. Hit deep left field, Hoskins. Back goes Brown onto the track towards the wall. It is gone. And Hoskins has hit his third home run of this homestand. Just over the fence in left. 6-0 Brewers in the third. Rhys Hoskins, what a week at American Family Field. And he was not done. So the Brewers had that 6-0 lead. Springs would leave actually with an injury trying to cover first base on a ground ball, but he made it only through 7 total outs, gave up 6 runs in this ballgame. Logan Henderson ends up with a strikeout in a fourth scoreless inning. In the bottom of the fourth, Brewers scored 2 more against reliever Mitch Spence, and a Christian Yelich bloop RBI double capped that off. It was an 8-0 game. The A's finally got on the board in the fifth. Seth Brown hit a home run against Logan Henderson. But then in the sixth inning, it was Henderson striking out Lawrence Butler to start it, striking out Brent Rooker for out number 2, and then Tyler Soderstrom was the final man that Logan would face.
Henderson kicks, delivers.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Got him with a changeup, and Soderstrom tosses the bat in disgust with himself. Logan Henderson lets out a yell as he walks back into the dugout, and everybody here at American Family Field at their feet. What a debut here today in Milwaukee. He strikes out the side in the sixth.
6 total innings, 83 pitches thrown, just 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 9. The debut to remember indeed for Logan Henderson. Lead went to 9-1 in the bottom of that sixth on a William Contreras RBI single. It's where we stood in the bottom of the seventh against the Rule 5 pickup for the A's, Noah Murdock. Brewers exploded. Hits by Frelick and Joey Ortiz began the inning, and then Eric Haas came up to the plate. 0-2 again. Flared in back of second base. That's going to fall in for a base hit, and around third comes Frelick. He'll score. First to third, Ortiz. Throw from Blade hits Ortiz. It bounces down the steps of the third base dugout. An error. Scoring the second run of the play is Ortiz on Blade's error. They'll give the batter Haas third base as that ball went out of play. He's got an RBI single. The Brewers score 2 and lead this game 11-1. That was the fourth error of this game by the Athletics. Later on in the inning, after another run had scored on a Terang sack fly to make it 12-1, it was 2 out, nobody on, but here's how it went. Churio single, Yelich walk, Contreras walk, 3 straight reached, bases were loaded, Rhys Hoskins was at the plate. Murdock, the 3-2 pitch, swung on line into right center field, it's in for a base hit, 2 runs have scored, the third goes Contreras. It's a 2-run single. Rhys Hoskins with a 4 RBI Easter Sunday to cap off an incredible homestand. Hoskins has just made this game 14-1 in the seventh. And that would be your final score here today. The Brewers, they continue to play great baseball at American Family Field, now 9-4 over their first 2 homestands. They've won all 4 series that they've hosted. Now the question is, can they carry that onto the road? The season-long 10-game trip that begins tomorrow night in San Francisco. We will get you the preview of it as we wrap up the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Hey.
14-1 Milwaukee wins the series over the A's. Happy Easter Sunday. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. The crew pitching continues to excel in the games that they've won. And today in his Major League debut, Logan Henderson was exquisite. He and Tyler Alexander were the only two pitchers used, and they combined for 14 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. You can learn more at orthowisconsin.com. In the Brewers' 12 wins this season, they've given up a grand total of 14 runs. On the homestand, the Brewers hit six doubles this week, and that means that there was a total of $450 donated to the MAC Fund on behalf of West Bend Insurance. Thank you to the friends at West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. So the Brewers continue their winning ways at home. As mentioned, though, let's see if that carries out onto the road. This will be a tough trip. Three cities, only one all season on the schedule to go that way. And it begins with four Monday through Thursday by the Bay in San Francisco. Tomorrow night, the on-deck show Built by Menards gets underway at 8:10 Central. First pitch, 8:45. Stay up with us. Quinn Priester. He was so great over his first couple of starts as a Brewer. He gets the ball against the veteran lefty Robbie Ray. Until tomorrow night, I'm Josh Maurer. For my partner Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we wish you a great rest of your holiday weekend, wherever you might be celebrating. Happy and healthy to you. Again, the Brewers, they celebrated in style with a 14-1 win over the A's. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everybody.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Get all the things that we actually need in our budgets, in our schools, in our communities, in our families and homes, and make sure that we are fighting together for all the things it really takes to make for thriving communities. It's really such a simple principle, and I'm just driven by a desire to see better across our communities and to demand better of leaders who seem content to ensure that we don't have the conditions to thrive where we live in Wisconsin.
And Robert, I know you like me. We like to talk about the policies, the issues, rather than ourselves. But I mean, you have been also a leader in the grassroots field for so long. Why? What motivated you to start doing all this in the first place?
And you made a distinction, rightly so, Pat, between small L lobbyists and the ones in the fancy suits, the called contract lobbyists, and some of them are very nice people. You and Heather and I know them, Pat, but they're mercenaries. They're hired guns, and they're working for people, organizations, corporations that have a big interest in government. It isn't for the common good, right? So the lobbyists like Heather and I, we're working for grassroots groups of people that are not in it for themselves. They're in it for their communities and for the common good. So Heather mentioned education. I would just say on healthcare, we have the most expensive and unaffordable healthcare system in the world, and a lot of people are left out. The only reason a lot of people have access to healthcare is because of what our federal and state government do. And they're making decisions right now that affect whether people have a fundamental right. And if you don't have access to health and good healthcare, then you can't live a life of freedom and being able to pursue your own destiny and your own dreams. Health is everything. And the state budget is going to have a huge influence on that, particularly the decision on whether or not to finally expand Badger Care in Wisconsin.
So we're going to get into more of this with healthcare and with education in a moment. But I want to, Robert, start with you on something that we talked about in the last hour in our climate check segment. And at the risk of oversimplifying things, I talked about the impression that I had in something like wetlands protection, and that now that is seen as a relatively bipartisan issue. The New York Times had a story about the Journal Sentinel had a story about how Wisconsin's become this bipartisan model because of a bill that passed unanimously that offered grants to protect wetlands as a way of mitigating against flash floods as part of climate change. And I said, wait a minute, when I ran for the legislature 20 years ago, one of the things that I always heard from the other side of the political fence was mocking the idea of protecting wetlands. They would put like a canoe in a dry culvert and say, how is this a navigable body? You fast forward 20 years, and now you have a much more of a bipartisan view on the value of wetlands. And I say all this, Robert, just to say when people go, why do you do this? Isn't everything already predestined, predetermined? And my argument would be, no, you are constantly talking to who's ever in the legislature at the time, hoping to bit by bit change their mind to see the value on things. And if it weren't going to work, why would we be doing any of this anyway? Do you share at least a little of that optimism about the long view of the Wisconsin legislature?
Yeah, I think we can, even in this incredibly polarized environment where you have two parties that are very divided on issues, you can make some kind of progress that way. And there's certainly been some on wetlands, and that is in the public good, because as long as you have a divided government, Democratic governor, Republican legislature, and it could be vice versa in the future, then you're going to have to move certain things, what you can, with agreement of both parties. But I don't want to get overly excited about that, because there are limits, right? We still have a Republican president who is busy gutting all of our environmental laws, and I certainly don't see any Republicans in the state legislature speaking out about that or talking about the state stepping up in order to fill that breach.
No, that's very true. And so, but again, still in the, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Heather, when it comes to, let's turn just to education. And where have we left things off with you in terms of the Joint Finance Committee is currently doing its public hearings around the state. And the last time that we had you and Robert on here, it was, you know, what do you want people to say at these hearings? What do you want them to say to their legislators? How would you characterize the way that the budget debate is going right now, and what people can be doing to make a difference?
Well, people have turned out in droves to tell their stories and to share their budget priorities at the first two hearings of the Joint Finance Committee, which were held day after the election on April 2, and then the Friday of that week in the southern and eastern parts of the state. And that committee now goes north. They're having two more public hearings on the 28th and 29th, where people can go up to Hayward or Wausau on the 28th and 29th to testify. And we have been tracking every word of their testimony. If you go to wisconsinnetwork.org/budget, you will see a link to our testimony tracker, where we sit on the other end of Wisconsin Eye and literally write down every single thing that people come to testify about. And the reason that we do that is so that we can report to people what those priority needs were. And here's what we found. top two issues across the board at both of these hearings are the things that are best for kids, public education, K through 12 and higher ed, and pre-K and childcare needs, and healthcare, specifically Medicaid expansion. And we had more testimony in those two categories than pretty much all the other categories combined, with a bunch of single issue things too. You can see a chart reflecting that on our Facebook page. I just put the link to that in our chat so you can share it with your listeners. And we know that people are in a desperate situation. You've got 2 minutes to share your concerns at these hearings, but when you tell your story in a way that really shows what this means to your kids, your community, your family, and yourself, then that can resonate with lawmakers and also let folks know that our priority concerns are shared across the state, across Wisconsinites, and we expect our lawmakers to share them too when they decide on their priority budget allocations.
It really was an interesting graph to see. It's a pie chart basically, based on what people's priorities were. Robert, no surprise to you that it was education and healthcare that people are see as their highest priorities.
No surprise at all. And both are greatly threatened. Our schools have been shortchanged for a very long time by this legislature. Healthcare has been shortchanged by not expanding Medicaid, which is a basic thing to do that because 41 other states have done it. But there's even more to be done on healthcare. And a lot of the testimony on healthcare is also terrified of the federal effort to have permanent tax cuts, $4.5 trillion to $6.5 trillion worth of them for corporations and for billionaires, and to pay for it by taking healthcare away from millions of people. So these are fundamental needs. I think what's really important about what Wisconsin Public Education Network and Heather are doing here with tracking everything is you see the disconnect between where people are and where elected officials are. In a well-functioning democracy, there'd be a much closer match. It would matter. And this is not the first legislative cycle where education and healthcare were the top issues, where that would matter in the deliberations of the legislature. And you know something's broken when that doesn't happen, when legislators who are supposed to represent the public don't reflect what the public is actually asking for and wants.
Holy, Robert, you're right. I'm going to look at the chart here. And again, public K-12 education, childcare, Medicaid expansion, healthcare, prisons, farming, municipal services. You know what? I don't see anything in there about trans athletes. You're right. And I don't see anything in there about DEI or CRT. Heather, it seems like the some of the politicians may have one set of priorities, but it really sounds like you've got the people on your side in terms of what they think our legislators should be working on.
Yeah, and this sort of grassroots tracking is just one way that we have of keeping them honest. We want to make sure that the priority concerns that actually impact us in our everyday lives are the ones that we're prioritizing at the State House and beyond too. And if our lawmakers aren't going to do that on their own, then it's really up to us to apply that grassroots pressure for them to do better and signal that we're going to demand better elected officials if they aren't going to pass a better budget. That's why we're so concerned and working closely together across all of these important issues to make sure the budget that does get passed into law is one that meets our needs. As you know well, Pat, we're in year 16 of budgets that haven't even kept pace with inflation for public schools. We have failed to meet the needs of our communities in terms of providing help for healthcare or childcare needs and in so many other areas. And if this budget doesn't deliver on those things, I don't think the governor should sign it.
And we're going to get into that more in a next visit because we've run out of time here. But I know we were talking off air about the potential of the governor vetoing a budget as opposed to a line item veto, or Republicans in the legislature refusing to pass a budget bill unless, they try to extort a larger tax cut for the wealthy from the governor. A lot of that is the kind of the process stuff that we'll cover in another time. But for now, if you want to get any of those comments out to your legislators, the email address again is budget.comments@legis.wisconsin.gov. That's for legislature. And of course, you can also go to the Citizen Action website, citizenactionwi.org. And the Wisconsin Public Education Network is at wisconsinnetwork.org/budget to learn more. Robert Craig, Heather Dubois-Bornon, thank you so much as always for the updates. Always appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. Have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you. When we come back, we'll talk to Todd Alba, see what's coming up on his program next. This is Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. News from the Center, WRCE. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up the first hour of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete welcomed on Mike Starr, legendary actor this week, known for his roles in Goodfellas and Dumb and Dumber, among others. They delve into Starr's diverse ethnic background, his iconic ad-libs on set, and his love for Chicago. Mike also shares anecdotes about working with Scorsese and De Niro, revealing the meticulous improvisation process behind Goodfellas.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here. I am Pete Schwabba, your host. Our question of the night is, if you were the lead in a romantic comedy, who would you want to play your co-star? Jim from Appleton says, the person I would want as my co-star would have to be Jennifer Lawrence. That's excellent choice, Jim.
Great one.
Great one. I didn't even think of her earlier. All right. This is exciting, folks. Mike Starr is here. Legendary Mike Starr with so many credits. He's been part of such great movies. I think we got him on the stream now. So if you're watching on the stream, you can see Mike. Wow. A lean, mean fighting machine, Mike, if I do say so myself. Wow, that's impressive, dude.
The comeback trail here.
Yeah.
Reinventing myself.
I love it. It's great to have you here tonight, and I'm glad we got the stream figured out. But stream, phone, it doesn't matter. It's just great to talk to you.
I just want to say quickly hello to them with my family, my kids and grandchildren out in Chicago and Naperville, and my friends, Jude Moran's family out in Minnesota, John Bream, my childhood friend, who else? We got Wisconsin, Todd, who trains the Bosa brothers, and he may not be out there, but his family's out there, and who else? Oh, I got it. I just wanted to make sure, and Coley from Galway in Chicago, and all my friends. I spent the greatest times of my life in Chicago, some of the greatest times, and have a whole world there, so I just want to make sure I got that. Tim O'Brien from VNP, the Chicago hot dog people.
Oh, that's a great place. Well, thanks for getting the word out. That's fantastic.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
You got the world of when the iconic place Stanley's, God rest his soul, Donnie Cruz and Chef Luigi from Francesca's, which my son still does a stint there every now and then. We have so many people that there's a couple of friends that are not around, but Stanley's, that's how I met Chris Chelios and Ryan Dempster and all these people.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it was a whole great world out in Chicago. And, you know, and Dennis Farina and Joe Mantegna, who I'm still in touch with, Dennis Farina from Chicago. And some of the best experiences. I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. So many really great times and great experiences. And I was fortunate enough to work there. And my wife also... UIC, but also University of Chicago, the Children's Hospital. She was a pediatric heart surgeon. So,
wow! Oh my gosh!
There's quite some interesting times and a history for me in a very special place. So I wanted to say that.
Fantastic! You might get a kick out of this. Dennis Farina was my little league coach. Yeah, his son Mike and I were classmates, and he and my dad were the coaches. And I ran into him a few times out in L.A. Just had really nice talks with him. A good guy.
One of the greatest guys ever. Yeah. God bless Congress.
So I wanted
I was talking about the comedy.
Yeah.
That Martin Scorsese. I guess I was lucky every time he did a trivia thing or asked about, because I spent time, you know, old films, what they we would call old films, but the respect he has for it, but even TV and comedies, and every now and then he would just quiz me and I'd be lucky to answer. But a lot of that improv came out of a freedom. You know, we would just work together and then all of a sudden, you know, Ray would say, oh, I have to get this line in, whatever, you know. And on top of that, then we went with department heads, you know, the cinematographer, et cetera. And then finally the whole crew. And then we did it. So it wasn't like we just walked on that. That's why I want to give so much credit. It was like you felt so free. And then when you did it, hey, feel free. So one take, I said, the commandant, I called myself. And Martin Scorsese said, he said, Mike, the commandant, said, well, it's 1968. How did the Vietnam War? Because the Air France heist was the one that Frenchie was the main guy in before Lufthansa 10 years later, which I snuck in a lot. I have a thing about improvising correctly for the period if I'm lucky and fortunate. And I just said, well, you know, that my generation grew up with World War II films and like, you know, The Great Escape and Stalag 17. Yeah. There was always a commandant in charge of the, you know, the prison. So he says, I love it. Keep it in. But that for him. So enough of that. I'm sorry I'm yapping too much about myself.
No, this is great stuff. And we have about 2 minutes to a break, and I'm hoping we can keep you through the news. Then we'll have a nice chunk
anything
of time.
You want.
All right, fantastic. I did want to ask you, though, and I'm kind of embarrassed because I've seen Goodfellas about 20 times. And after the Lufthansa heist, all these guys, De Niro or Jimmy Conway, starts bumping people off. I don't remember. Did you get whacked after the Lufthansa heist?
Yes, and it kind of insinuates that it was De Niro's character, Jimmy Conway, and then Jimmy Burke. And, you know, I'm not quite sure if he left it open, like, well, was it them or was it the... was it the higher ups with Paul Sorvino plays? Was it Paul Dario?
Yeah.
So I'm not speaking history because I don't know, but you kind of leave it there. Is that what's happening? Is that it? Was it that? I mean, but I was in the dumpster. Remember the Layla?
Oh.
Rolling over.
Yes.
And the first three times I was blinking and everything. We had fun Caserta and I, and we even had my great stunt double Skeets Don Picard, and Nick Giangiulio did Clem, but we did most of our stuff. But you know, and then Don looked over me because it was quite an interesting situation. It was a gigantic dumpster. The stunt coordinator was Mike Russo, and it was lifting into a hopper, which you don't see, and the camera was in the hopper, and he showed me that the blades weren't on.
Oh, man. That's
first three
great.
Times I was blinking like, ah. But yes, and we were covered in all the blood. And that, I believe, the first week we did all the death scenes. You got them all out of the way. Johnny Roastbeef and the Pink Cadillac, that's like 7 hours. Right. I mean, that's how explicit Mike Ballhouse, the cinematographer, and of course Martin Scorsese, how explicit and detailed as Robert De Niro, that everything he does is so detailed. There's little points where I can tell you sometimes that you knew that they just picked up things that were just so you may not even notice. And my big ad lib in the Lufthansa improv was when we're playing the bowling machine to open it up. I said, Louisiana Lightning for Ron Guidry in 1978, even though
all right, Mike, we got to do the news. We're coming right back. Mike Starr is here. He's staying through the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're hanging out with Mike Starr on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matinair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He's fighting for everyone in America's constitutional due process rights. This is Senator Chris Van Hollen, Maryland Democrat, about his trip to El Salvador to meet a man wrongly deported there.
The Salvadorian authorities tried to deceive people. They tried to make it look like he was in paradise. They actually wanted to have the meeting by the hotel pool originally.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had to negotiate that. They wanted to put me right overlooking the pool. In fact, if you had a different angle on the camera shot, you would see the pool.
Van Hollen talking with ABC's Jonathan Carl and ABC's This Week. More potentially violent storms possible in the nation's midsection, forecasters say. Flood watches have also been posted across portions of six states from North Texas to southern Illinois. The Russian president's Easter ceasefire has expired and was fake, say Ukrainian officials claiming Russian attacks continued. This is ABC News.